Welcome to our weekly feature on writers. Today we have with us Tim Horniak, who is an author for The Lonely Planet Guide. Hello, Tim, and welcome to the studio.
Hi, nice to be here.
We're glad to have you. Tell me exactly, what does an author for The Lonely Planet do?
Yes, well, Lonely Planet authors are kind of like guardian angels for travelers. And they're responsible for taking care of travelers' basic needs, everything from food, shelter, entertainment, to transport. So I covered the western Honshu part of Japan, which is called Chugoku, of course, and I went everywhere from Okayama Prefecture down around the end of Honshu to up to Tottori Prefecture.
Is there anything you found frustrating about the work you did in gathering all that information?
Yes, well, first of all, the long hours. You may have this idea that working as a travel writer is glamorous, staying in these gorgeous hotels and having gorgeous meals all the time. But it's actually a lot of drudge work, a lot of long hours. And also, trying to remember that you are supposed to be in the shoes of someone, a traveler, who cannot speak or read Japanese. Since I can do those things, it's much easier for me to navigate the Japanese environment. So you have to use landmarks, for example, if you're giving directions to a restaurant that you recommend in the guide. You have to say, well, it's just past the police box or past this park, right next to the gas station, that kind of thing. Use those universally understandable features of the environment.
Right. In the Lonely Planet guide, were you ever allowed to express your own opinion about a restaurant or about an area, or is it strictly facts?
Actually, yes, there's quite a lot of leeway for authors who are researching places in Japan. But the only thing that they ask is that first you go to that place. If you don't like it, if you think it's not worthwhile for travelers to go to, you can remove it from the chapter. And I did do that for some places.
Are there any other projects that you've done? Any other writing projects that you've been involved in?
Actually, yes. I recently wrote a book on Japanese robots, and it's called Loving the Machine, The Art and Science of Japanese Robots.
Great. How different was the research you did for The Lonely Planet Guide and, say, the robot book that you worked on?
Very different. Actually, The Lonely Planet Guide involved direct research, going from restaurant to hotel and checking the facts, checking the practical information. The robot book involved the psychology of why Japanese love robots. And you can't go out and check that because it's not a factual thing. You have to interview people. You have to look into manga and anime and find out where this love comes from. You know, what brought it about. It's not something that's posted on a menu or a sign somewhere. It's something you have to find out for yourself. And it creates your own hypothesis, your own argument.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today.
It was my pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Tim found difficult about gathering information for the guide? Number 27. Why did Tim have to take a different approach when researching his robot book?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.